I'm Diane Michelli, General Manager of WLIW-FM, joining Brian Cosgrove here at the Hamptons Whodunit Festival in East Hampton. We're at the East Hampton Library, and joining us now to talk about the festival is the fiction director for Hamptons Whodunit.
I know, big job, right?
Nice title.
Abby Endler, but she also is... so many other things. You like people in public media. You have a million jobs. So Abby also is the creator of Crime by the Book, a crime fiction Instagram account, the host of Criminal Types Crime Fiction Podcast, curator of Crime by the Box, a monthly book subscription service, and her day job is marketing at Knopf, a division of Penguin Random House. And you live in Texas, but you're in the Hamptons.
Oh, my goodness.
Here I am. I know. Do you think I have enough jobs or what?
I don't know. So where should we start? First, let's start with the festival. Tell us, what's your job? How do you choose who to bring to the festival?
Oh, gosh. It's such a pleasure. I'm so excited to be part of this organization. It's a wonderful group of people. And yeah, I got the very lucky quote-unquote job, but really it's just such a privilege of curating our fiction program here. So I work with the wonderful team at Hamptons Whodunit. We basically brainstorm. A lot of it starts with looking at, you know, who are authors, of course, with new books coming out, who's writing exciting new stuff in the crime fiction world. And we put our heads together and kind of come up with a dream wish list. And then I get to start pitching folks, which is wonderful. We try to have, you know, a great diversity of perspectives here at the festival. We want to hit different subgenres within crime fiction. It's been a ton of fun.
Is this the only crime fiction festival in the country?
No, it's not. Actually,
really?
There are a few others. There are a couple. There's one called Thriller Fest that happens in Manhattan every summer. Mm-hmm. There's one called VoucherCon that travels around the country. Mm-hmm. But we really wanted to make this kind of an intimate festival. Those are a bit more industry focused, and we wanted this to be intimate and a place where readers can come and really mingle and spend time with their favorite authors.
Well, it seems like you're doing just that. It's the second annual festival. People are thrilled to be here. It's very exciting. The library is just bustling. It's wonderful. But you like really are into crime.
You might say I spend a lot of time thinking about crime.
Why? How did that happen?
Gosh, you know, I've always been a crime fiction reader ever since I was a little kid. And I think, you know, when I got out of school, I had freedom to read what I wanted to again, you know. And for me, that really has always been crime fiction. So I sort of dove in headfirst, started my Instagram account, and everything kind of developed naturally from there. That was how I got into book publishing. And yeah, the rest has kind of followed.
Do you have a favorite book?
Oh, my gosh, that's so hard. I do. I have a couple, but I could pick one if you want.
Sure.
All right. I would say favorite book is probably a book called Final Girls by Riley Sager. If anyone out there loves thrillers,
Final Girls.
Okay. If there are any horror fans listening, they might recognize that term. It's an homage to the leading ladies of slasher films. It's fantastic.
Wow. That's amazing. And what's your other?
Oh, other favorite would be a book called The Snowman by Joe Nesbø. It's very different. It's a kind of serial killer story about a detective in Oslo, Norway, hunting down a very twisted killer.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
That sounds gory.
That's why I'm a lovely person, even though I spend all my time thinking about this stuff.
That's amazing. So tell us about your Instagram account. You have about over 100,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, it's wild.
What do you put on your Instagram account? What would we see?
Gosh, if you followed me, you would see a lot of book recommendations. Okay. I do Instagram Live author interviews. I kind of curate a lot of different recommended reading lists. Mm-hmm. So, for example, a list of my favorite books with great plot twists, that kind of thing. But yeah, I started Crime by the Book. It's so fun. I started it almost a decade ago now, and it's really grown organically. Yeah.
Wow, Instagram that long ago. Who knew?
I think it was kind of at the early stage of it.
You're a pioneer.
It's blown my mind that over 100,000 people actually want to get crime book recommendations.
Well,
you know?
There you go. And tell us some of the authors that you have been able to bring to the festival this year.
Oh, we have such an amazing lineup this year. Maybe I'll tell you a bit about our guests of honor.
Sure.
We have Ruth Ware, who is an incredible kind of modern Agatha Christie style writer.
I had the pleasure to talk to her. We're going to run that interview right after you.
Well, fantastic. Yes. She's wonderful. One of my favorites. They all are, really. We have S.A. Cosby, who writes fantastic Southern noir. His books are totally gripping and visceral. We have Brad Thor, who you were just speaking with here, of course, an icon of contemporary thrillers.
Icon,
I would dare say. I think that's fair.
Hey, I like
it's pretty big.
I like it.
And then we also have Ashley Flowers, who is known as the host of Crime Junkie, of course. Fantastic true crime podcast. And she had her debut thriller come out recently as well.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Crime Junkies. Boy, this is some genre.
I know. Listen, it is.
Is it one of the biggest genres in literature?
You know, I don't have any stats, but yeah. I would say anecdotally, I would have to say
it's
so.
It's got
to
be right
I
up mean, there, right?
I think so, especially because one of the things I love about the genre is just how much it encompasses. You know, if you look at our fiction lineup here at Hampton's Whodunit, we have authors all the way from Iceland. We have people who are writing political thrillers, people who write, you know, creepy suspense stories. And we've all kind of runs the gamut. And I love that about the crime
genre. And also the true crime experts, which I find really fascinating. And Brian interviewed Barbara Butcher, which we're also going to bring to our listeners here in this hour. Just fascinating.
Absolutely. No, and I love that we can bring it all together and kind of celebrate all of it and learn about all of it this weekend.
So as someone who works in marketing at a publishing house, do you connect authors with true crime experts to help them, or even in your own work in marketing books?
That's such an interesting... I actually do not do that. So typically the way my job works, when I get a book, it's kind of already in its finished stages. Mm-hmm. So an editor might be someone who would help an author if they're looking to have kind of a consult or to do research like that. My job is really helping to spread the word about books, which kind of, it turns out, is almost my whole entire life now, my actual job, and then the other things I'm doing on the side too.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Where in Texas do you live?
I live in Houston.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm a Connecticut girl who was in New York for almost a decade and then moved to Texas this past summer.
Oh, really? This past summer?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
why did you move to Texas? I'm curious.
No, I went to college there. I went to Rice University in Houston, and I have a wonderful community of friends. And also, Houston is very underrated. It has amazing bookstores. So for someone like me who's so involved in the crime fiction world, there's actually a bookstore down there called Murder by the Book that does only crime fiction.
Wow.
Yes.
So you're just... amazing. You're loving that.
I love it. I have an event series with them, and that's where my Crime by the Box book subscription service, it's in partnership with them, which is great.
And you can deal with that heat.
Well, you know, I've had to learn. Yeah, I moved out during the summer, which is a bold choice, I think.
It was kind
of trial by almost literal fire.
Yeah. And because we've hit a good, almost all of Connecticut on our broadcast. What part of Connecticut do you?
From Farmington.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so
absolutely. Farmington's in our range.
Really? Amazing. Yeah. Well, born and raised there. I went to Ethel Walker for middle school and high school. For Connecticut folks, they'll know
there
the school.
There we go.
Shout out to Farmington.
Yeah, WLIWFM. We hit Southern Connecticut. And of course, we stream. So anybody can listen to us
anywhere. I wonder if my
anywhere.
Parents are listening. Oh my gosh.
I hope so. Anywhere, anytime. WLIW.org/radio.
Amazing.
Live stream. Yeah. So what's in store for the rest of the festival?
Oh gosh. Well, this afternoon I'm interviewing Ruth Ware, which is going to be so much fun. I'm really looking forward to that.
I did already. I can give you.
You can attest.
She's so nice.
She's so awesome. And then, this evening it's going to be so fun. We're doing a trivia night, kind of like a pub quiz style. I'm over at Hedges Inn, which is going to be
awesome.
Fun. We have Alifair Burke, who's one of our honorary co-chairs for the festival and also fantastic crime writer in her own right. She and I are kind of co-moderating a trivia quiz all about all things crime fiction, true crime, movies, TV shows. It's going to be a ton of fun.
That sounds like
so you're moderating as well as organizing, as well as publishing, as well as Instagramming, as well as podcasting.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
I'm tired.
You'll see at the end of this table, I have a very large coffee, which explains a lot about what's happening right now. But yeah, I have the privilege of moderating, I think, 7 panels over the course of
my goodness.
Festival.
That's a lot of coffee.
Wow. It's a lot of coffee.
That's a lot of coffee. Wow. I want to just, I think it would hamptonswhodunit.org would be the place to go for folks listening, right?
Absolutely. Hamptonswhodunit.org. You can find us on Instagram too, at hamptonswhodunit.
It's got the schedule and there's a ton of fun stuff to do through Sunday throughout the village of East Hampton.
And thank you, Abby Endler.